CD5.
Dom ended up sitting between the Emperor, who greeted him politely before turning back to Joan, and Kajar. Many of the diners were watching Dom with frank disbelief. There were several fnobs around the table, with Hershugan hissing amicably to a very important-looking alpha male. "Do you always dine like this?" he asked. "Oh, yes," said Kajar. "Ptarmigan prefers to have people where he can see them." She raised a finger, and the waiters moved forward. "Kajar, how long have I been here?" "Since yesterday night. Your famous little brother. According to Ptarmigan, half the galaxy is out looking for you. You're supposed to be leading us all to Joker's World. What do you think we'll find there?" "On present showing, a damn great bomb." He saw her flinch. "Sorry, I didn't mean that." "Famous, eh? There's a dozen ships in orbit, most of them Terra Novaean and whole Earths. More turn up every hour. Ptarmigan is very angry about it. I haven't quite understood it at all, but I gather that everyone wants to kidnap you. Is it true that you'll discover Joker's World in 5 days' time, whatever happens?"
"I expect so. How come everyone knows?"
"Well, you haven't been keeping it a secret, have you? United spies are in on it, too. Ptarmigan has to send special squads out every hour to sweep up those little robot insects they keep dropping on the palace. One got into the kitchen and opened the oven on a souffle, and that's outside all the rules."
"Is one of the ships Crearpy?"
"I don't know." Tali leaned round his young stepmother and nodded. "My apologies, O'Dom, but I have been overhearing the conversation."
"Eavesdropping," said Kajar sternly.
"And, as a matter of fact, one of the ships is a Crearpy VMFTL squareship, Chain Stars registration."
"Chain Stars, eh? Oh, boy."
A thought struck him, and his hand flew to his belt. "Kajar, was there a bottle?"
"It's safe. My maid said one of the security men told her it contains the water of life. Not that I'm prying, of course."
"Of course not. In the last few days I've nearly been killed, overdrawn at the bank, I've breathed for an hour underwater, I've got into orbit by a very bawdy method, and I've had a swim on the surface of a star. Oh yes, and I walked out of the maze on Minos even though my chest was smashed up. Life is one gay round. Someone ought to start writing my biography now before it's too late."
"Try him then," said Kajar, indicating a diner on the far side of the table. Dom recognised the scarred man and his battered robot.
"That's Charles Sublunar, isn't it? The one they call the Renaissance Man?"
Kajar saw the man and the robot looking at them and raised her glass and smiled. Under cover of this, she said, "Yes, and Joker expert, and historian. His poetry is rather good too. Did you know he was the one who deciphered the Joker language?"
"The poet and the mad computer," quoted Dom.
"Yes, though he's not really mad. I don't know who the poet was. His servant is quite fascinating too, don't you think? He looks fascinating with all his scars, Dom. Dom?"
Yes, said Dom slowly. He twirled his wine glass thoughtfully. "Funny, isn't it? You form an impression of people. I think I'd like a word with him. Excuse me."
Dom sidled round the table, but had not been careful enough. Joan caught him lightly by the arm. Lightly it looked, at least, but there was a knowledge of anatomy behind the hold. "Good evening, grandson. You have been mixing with some very bad company, it seems. Ways is the chief torpedo of the Joker Institute."
Dom sighed. "All right, grandmother, I suppose you've been prying into my mind.
Well, you were unconscious, and it naturally seemed a logical thing to do."
"Oh, naturally.
Don't be peevish. This is real life. Every security man in the galaxy knows about Ways. Once, he assassinated the deputy chief of United Spies, you know. He's a robot with a killer instinct. I see you've still got that swamp crawler. He's spent a little time with Ways. I think it's likely that he's been booby-trapped," said Dom. "I wouldn't worry too much."
"You think you're invulnerable. Don't bank on it," said Joan. She glared at Ig.
The Emperor rose slowly to his feet and rang a small black bell. The diners began to leave the table. Dom saw Sublunar and his serving man disappear into the crowd.
"What happens now?" he asked. "I understand everyone's waiting for me to make a move."
"Are you going to discover Joker's World?"
Most of the diners had left. The Emperor bowed to them and left them seated. Across the room, Hershugan and Isaac chatted to Tali.
"I think so," said Dom. "I'm getting the sort of outline of it already. It's not a planet. I mean, it may be a planet, but, well, Widdershins is a planet with an orbit, a hydrosphere and a magnetic field and so on, but Widdershins is also a world and a culture."
"I see," said Joan. "I wonder where it could be."
"I've got 5 days, less now."